Cress, St. Helena, California, January 13, 1910. Dr. Cress. Dear Brother Cress, I have received your letter and will now write a few words in reply. I have no desire for you to be in any place except where the Lord would have you. My mind has been burdened in behalf of the large cities of the East. Besides New York City, where you labored last summer, there is an important city of Boston, near which is situated the Melrose Sanitarium, and I know of no place where there is a greater need for a rebuilding of the first works than in Boston, and in Portland, Maine, where the first messages were given in power, but where now there is but a little handful of our people. The light given me is that there should be a binding about of the work at Tacoma Park, and that destitute places must be worked, for there is a world to be warned. There is danger in gathering too many responsibilities in one place. To those who are planning to do great things in Washington, I would say, the name does not make the place. Already in Washington, there is the school, the sanitarium, and the publishing house. If our brethren unduly enlarge the work in Washington, there will be more than they can handle, and there will be called to that place more workers who should be proclaiming the truth in needy fields. Our leading brethren have need of a deep working of the saving grace of God. Read and understand the 6th chapter of Galatians. Unless the converting power of God comes into our institutions in a most decided manner, there will be a sad state of things. There is danger, my brother, of your becoming too anxious and of making your own plans. You must guard against following your own inclinations. Do not be anxious lest you should not stand in the highest place. Such a trait is not best to be developed. The Lord requires that every man shall stand in moral accountability to God and to his fellow men. I have not a word to say to hinder you from following the guiding hand of God, but I beg of you to bear in mind the neglected cities. The Lord God of Israel is calling for these cities now to be worked. Results will be seen as an interest is created. The truth of the Word of God is free. One who is a physician and a religious teacher will find a work to do that will result in the salvation of souls. The form of sound words in religious teaching, sustained by a "Thus saith the Lord," will have a saving influence. A physician can so express himself that he will be invited to speak before various companies and will be received. As a teacher, a physician can watch his opportunities, for the word of God is to go freely. Those who will enter our large cities to labor as medical evangelists must begin their work in a very wise way. Angels of God will make the impression, and, under the hallowed influence of the Holy Spirit, hearts will be touched. The words of the speaker bringing the form of sound doctrine into actual contact with the hearer will result in the saving of souls. There is a great work to be done, and it will be cut short in righteousness. As Christ's ambassadors, we are to come under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, learning our duty and our doctrine from the Word. Parents and children, masters and servants, employers and employed, we have a message of truth to bring to the people. The whole heart must be consecrated to God for Him to mold and fashion after the divine similitude. I present before you this great and grand work, but I will not urge you. I leave you with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Walk only in His requirements. The Lord help us to walk in the way of all His commandments. Let us dedicate ourselves unreservedly to God. If the Lord spares my life and directs me to the work, I will leave my home and take up the work in some of the neglected cities, even though I never see my home again. When the life-giver comes, He will know where to find me, and with joy I shall meet my Lord. I will now close this epistle, praying that the Lord may abundantly bless and guide you.